from KQED.
The board of the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine meets in Berkeley today. It's expected to vote to spend as much as $40 million on genomic research, the study of genes and their relationships. Scientists from across California and beyond have been vying for this major investment, but a consortium from Stanford is considered the favorite. That's the forecast of David Jensen, who writes the California Stem Cell Report. He's retired from an editing job at the Sacramento Bee, and he talked to us from a boat off southern Mexico.
Basically, in 2004, Proposition 71, which was approved by voters, was offered to the California people on the basis that the Bush administration had put restrictions on research into human embryonic stem cells. There was no discussion of genomics whatsoever. And, of course, that was a different era also in genomics. The science has advanced considerably. The Stem Cell Agency now thinks that it is important to provide genomic support in order to test stem cell therapies.
So is it your sense that CIRM, we'll call it because that's easier, is it your sense that CIRM is simply responding to advances in scientific technology that relate to stem cell research, or is this a case of mission creep?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. Less than half of the funds have gone for human embryonic stem cell research, and the rest of it mainly is for other kinds of adult stem cell therapies. And part of that is because the whole field has shifted towards what they call reprogrammed adult stem cells, which weren't even on the horizon back in 2004. And what you want to do is make your money count. Some people might think that this is inappropriate, and that kind of research could be funded and is funded by the National Institutes of Health.
Here's a case where the folks making the decision at the Institute are personally aware of, sometimes personally and financially involved with, some of the people who are applying for the research funds. Is it your sense that concerns about self-dealing are legitimate here?
In 2012, the Institute of Medicine performed a study over more than a year. This was a $700,000 study, and it also raised serious questions about conflicts of interest that are built in by Proposition 71 into the agency. The agency's position has been that it's all perception, and they have taken some steps to help correct that perception. The disclosures by the grant reviewers, who are out-of-state scientists, of their financial and personal and professional interests are all kept within the agency and are not disclosed to the public or to the people who are competing for the grants.
But isn't that fairly standard for the way that scientific research grants are awarded in the U.S.?
Yes, it is. That's a very good point. It is pretty much the model that the NIH, the federal research arm, follows. It's comfortable for the scientific community. It's the way it's always been done. But you can make a strong case that when you're handing out government money, the people who are coming to the table should be identified. The people who are making the judgments about these applications, the grant reviewers, should disclose to the public their conflicts or their financial interests, personal, professional, and economic. You know, it's a small world out there in stem cell research. These people know each other. You're invariably going to have conflicts, and you can you manage them. You have to manage them by public disclosure.
Given that you've been covering the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine for years now, what do you think of this multi-billion-dollar experiment? Has it worked out for Californians, for California researchers at the very least?
Well, it certainly has advanced the field. Now, the real question is, has it fulfilled the promises of the campaign of 2004? The expectation that cures or therapies would be forthcoming in 10 years was undoubtedly unrealistic. No cures and therapies are available commercially right now. There still is a few years left. Things can emerge, and it may take, you know, a decade or so to see just how much impact this agency has had on this particular field of research and medicine, and to determine whether it was worth $6 or $7 billion.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
David Jensen writes the California Stem Cell Report. We've got a link to it online at our website, californiareport.org.